This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Let's start with a little
douche nozzle.
A little douche nozzle. Cam Newton was assisting with a youth football camp over the week when some little
douche nozzle
decided he'd start mocking Cam. This is a guy at the camp. This is a kid at the football camp. He started in on Cam yelling at him that, you know, you're going to be poor soon. You're a free agent. You're going to be poor. You're going to be poor. You're going to be a free agent.
Wow.
So Cam came back with, I'm rich. Cam was like what's
like,
happening
dude,
here?
So here's
how it sounded.
Be poor. I'm rich. You about to be poor. I'm rich. You about to be poor. I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
Where's your daddy at? Let me talk to your dad.
Yeah, let me talk to your dad, because guess what? You should be leaving.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and not for nothing. I mean, yeah. We joke about Cam Newton, the way he dresses, his appearance and stuff, and we had sound bites last week.
Well, you can't dress like that and not expect to get something.
But the guy is a Heisman Trophy winner, two-time national college champion, most valuable player in the NFL. He was the rookie of the year in the NFL. He took the Panthers to a Super Bowl. I don't know who this little punk ass is, but he should just shut his yapper. He should just shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up. If I went to a youth camp and there was some kind of, I don't know, quarterback that took his team to the Super Bowl there, I'd be pretty excited just to stand there and listen to what he has to say.
Yeah.
But instead, I'm going to be mocking the guy? Come on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Patrick Mahomes, who's a pretty good quarterback himself, he and his fiancée, Brittany Matthews, announcing that they had a healthy baby girl. Baby girl, 6 pounds, 11 ounces, Sterling Sky Mahomes, born on Saturday. Aww. Patrick, overcome with tears of joy.
I just want to have my wife. I got a little baby girl. Every girl.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Wow, thank you.
Hey, let's head to Jackson.
We've been talking about Jackson.
No, we haven't talked about him yet, but Jackson State head coach Deion Sanders was victorious in his debut as the Jackson State football coach down there.
Nice.
They rolled past the team. They were playing a team called Edward Waters. They beat Edward Waters 53-0.
Wow.
Deion was pretty happy with the win, but his post-game presser, because he had a little press conference after, because it's a big deal down there. Oh, and by the way, Troy Aikman arrived for this thing, surprised him on the field. Showed up, walked out. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, surprised him. Troy Aikman showed up, surprised him.
That is so cool.
Chatted with him, wished him luck. And they also pointed out that before they let Troy on the field, that he had a COVID-19 test.
Really?
They wanted you to know that.
Yes.
Getting back to after the game. Now, remember, a few weeks ago, we were talking about how Deion's boombox was ripped off. Somebody broke into his truck. Well, somebody, he thought, broke into the coaching room after the game and took his stuff.
Appreciation, everything. I'm pissed off right now because I have mixed emotions. We won. Kids played really well. But while the game was going on, somebody came in and stole every darn thing I had in my locker room.
Yep, he continues.
Teary-eyed because the guys presented me with the game ball, one of the best moments I've ever had in my professional sports career emotionally. And then you go into your locker room, your coach's office to digress, and you notice and you don't even have a phone to call your mama, to call your girl, to call your kids, because it's been stolen.
Well, it turns out it wasn't stolen.
Oh, good.
Somebody at Jackson State thought you shouldn't leave those stuff like on your desk with your door open.
Yeah.
Decided to put the stuff away for safekeeping so that it wouldn't be ripped off. Deion would later tweet out, "Whoop, my bad. We got the stuff."
Oh, no.
You
we don't want no trouble.
You can't blame him, though, because he had just had the other incident, and you know, and the stuff wasn't where he thought it was going to be. No one told him.
All right, so he wants to have the regular guy experience where he can just leave his office door open and things on his desktop.
That's not the regular guy experience. I worked for the Norfolk Tides in the clubhouse, and you visit his clubhouse, you don't leave that stuff. Valuable stuff you give to the trainer, and he puts in a lockbox.
Isn't he playing at home?
Yeah, he's at home. But
so
still,
this is his office.
Yeah.
His every day of the week office. This is not, and he's not a professional sports team. He's a, you know, a
I hear what
coach.
You're saying, but you got to have a you have to have something to lock your valuables up in, because if there's access for anybody to walk through your clubhouse during the game and you leave that stuff on your desk, I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah, I don't know what the quote clubhouse setup there is at the college.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Gotcha. Christopher Bell chased down Joey Logano on the Daytona road course. He picks up his first career cup victory, Christopher Bell. And I want to start a new tradition here, Rick. When a NASCAR driver wins his first race, we'll give him a shout-out by sucking on a chili dog.
Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili. Sucking on a dog. sucking on a chili dog, sucking on chili dog.
Here, boy. That's for you, Christopher Bell. Good job.
Here, chili.
Former major leaguer. Former major leaguer and two-time World Series champion Johnny Damon was released from jail after a DUI arrest on Friday. This was down in Florida. Upon leaving the jail, a reporter asked him how he was doing.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
Oh, well, not really good. I mean, jail sucks. Handcuffs are worse.
Yep, it does. And then they asked him, well, you know, he wasn't allowed to talk about the case because it's ongoing, but this is what he said. He did say this.
I would never put myself or loved ones or anybody in harm's way getting behind the wheel of a vehicle.
Yep, I would never put anyone in harm's way getting behind the wheel of a vehicle. He said that like three times. And not one at any point did he mention being intoxicated. So yeah. I guess just the sheer thought of riding with Johnny
just
Damon.
Him driving.
Yeah, that's right. Just horrible. Max, I believe it's pronounced Homa, defeated Tony Finau. Did you see this?
No.
Yeah, he defeated Tony Finau at the Genesis Invitational. The 5-under-66 for him, so he wins it. Now, what you missed this past week...
Yeah,
the PGA tweeted out a TikTok video of a guy impersonating Jeff Goldblum talking about golf.
Golf, yeah, I love golf. Yeah. I've played golf a bit in my life. But golf is like jazz. You know, it's all about improvisation and being, you know, delicate and having fun with it.
I love that.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
The Brooklyn Nets got 37 points out of James Harden. They beat Paul George and Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers 112-108. Not only do they beat the Clippers, but the Brooklyn Nets complete a five-game road trip in which they beat every single team in the Western Conference Pacific Division. The Clippers and the Lakers in L.A., the Warriors in San Fran, the Kings in Sacramento, and the Suns in Phoenix. And the Brooklyn Nets currently have a eight-game win streak against Western Conference teams. So look out for... you know, crazy guy Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, who is still injured, I believe, and James Harden. In other news, the Knicks beat the Timberwolves, and Minnesota then said, you know what, they fired their head coach. Just lost to the Knicks. So Ryan Sanders is out. A guy named Chris Finch is in. Number three, Michigan beat number four, Ohio State, yesterday in the big college matchup, 92-87. Novak Djokovic wins another Australian Open. He beats Daniel Medvedev, 7-5, 6-2, 6-2. That's his 18th career Grand Slam for Novak. On the ice, the Caps with a 4-3 winners over the Devils. TJ Oshie had a pair of goals. Bruins get a hat trick out of David Pastrnak in a 7-3 victory over the Flyers. And here's your fun fact. If you eat a polar bear's liver, you'll probably die because a polar bear's liver contains more vitamin A than a human can tolerate.
Oh, yeah.
So you will not survive. So if you're going to eat a polar bear, don't eat the liver.
Don't ever.